Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So, to start off with, could you explain why space exploration is so important?
Well, it's the final frontier for mankind, and humans have a desire throughout history to explore the unknown, and space is the ultimate unknown. So for the last 50 years, we've been exploring space as a human race.
Right. And we landed on the moon almost half a century ago now. So why has space exploration stagnated for so long since then?
Well, I wouldn't say it's stagnated, but the space has been explored in many ways. Human space exploration hasn't advanced as quickly as many people hoped, but the major human space exploration mission was the International Space Station, which brought together most of the leading space powers at the end of the Cold War. So that was a very good and very big and impressive program that continues. And so we've had constant human presence in space for about 20 years now, and that will continue. But as well as human exploration, we've had a large number of missions, probes to the other planets in the solar system, and even in the case of Voyager, beyond the solar system. So a lot has been done in the last 50 years.
Right. And Boeing has recently come out and challenged SpaceX to be the first company on Mars. Now, how could this recent surge in the private sector for space exploration help NASA's attempt to land on the moon, Mars, and potentially other planets?
Well, NASA will have to work very closely with the very big international space companies, and they'll provide many elements of the mission. But government leadership, especially in the United States, is always going to be very important in any major human space exploration mission, including to Mars. But it will be interesting to see whether the first successful mission to Mars or to orbit Mars will be done by the private sector on its own, or by the private sector assisting NASA. So it's not clear which way it will go, but I think the probability is that the government space agencies of the world, particularly the American Space Agency, will be very much involved in any future mission, both to the moon and Mars.
Right. Now, if you're tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Michael Davis, Chair of Space Industry Association of Australia, about the US government's new directive to focus on human space exploration. Now, Michael, the new directive isn't without its consequences. With it coming the announcement that it would end NASA's attempts at sending robotic probes and humans to asteroids. With the limited resources NASA has, is focusing on missions to Mars worth the cost to other missions, like the asteroid redirect mission?
Well, every year decisions have to be made about what priorities are given to various missions. And this is one such example. It certainly captures people's imagination, and I suspect it will be very well received by the US public. But if you look at NASA's program, it's very comprehensive, and it includes many, many science missions and many, many different directions in terms of the solar system exploration. And I'm sure most of those will continue.
Right. Now, lastly, are we likely to see public trips to the moon or maybe even Mars in our lifetime, do you think?
Depends how old you are. tourism in space is a future industry, and there are already well advanced plans to send tourists into suborbital orbit, so that there's the experience of space for a short time before the spacecraft returns to Earth. So that'll be the first step, and then eventually we will probably see tourists in orbit, and then many years later, I anticipate that travel beyond low Earth orbit will be possible. But how long that will take is a huge guess. I think the priority should be upon professional space exploration by the space agencies. And by the astronauts trained and prepared properly for these missions.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Michael.
My pleasure.